The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
We proudly call ourselves Shia of Ali because he has been introduced by the Prophet of Islam as Amir al-Mu'mineen. He is the chief of the believers. We are the Mu'mineen. He is our Amir. He is our leader. And he is our guide. But let me begin with talking about, you know, the concept. Who were the early Shias? Shiaism is not a deviation from the main path of Islam later on. This is what we hear all the time, that this started after Karbala or during the days of the 5th and the 6th Imam. Shiaism actually is continuation of the true Islam of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Even during the days of the Prophet, there were some companions of the Prophet who were very close to Ali. And even during the days of the Prophet, they were known as Shi'atu Ali. So Shiaism is not something we started later on. It was there. It is actually the name for the true, you know, face of Islam brought by the Prophet. Kitab al-Zina is actually a book written by Abu Hatim Sajistani. This is a Muslim scholar who died in the year 250 after Hijrah. So we are talking about before even the Ghaybat started from our, you know, historical context. And this big book is one of the earliest book which talks about the different theological groups among Muslims. And there it's very interesting. He says, you know, talking about the term Ash-Shi'a, not the Shi'a just like by itself. In Arabic, when you say Alif Lam, it becomes the Shi'a. So you're talking about a specific group of followers of someone. And he says that when we look at in the days of the Prophet, the title Ash-Shi'a was used for those who loved Ali bin Abi Talib, or when known for it. Then he gives the names, such as Salman al-Farsi, Abu Dhar al-Ghifari, Miqdad bin Aswad al-Kindi, Ammar bin Yasir, and others. They were known as Shia of Ali and Ashab of Ali. So this clearly shows that when we talk about this concept of Shiaism, the presence of Shia of Ali was there even during the days of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And so that is the basis of, you know, talking about the Ashab of Ali, to understand, you know, what Ali is expecting from us as his Shia and follower. However, it's important to understand that when we talk about the Ashab of Ali, or even Ashab of Rasulullah, or the Shias in general, or the Mu'mineen, remember, they are not everyone is on the same level. They are darajat and levels of Iman. There is, you know, grading of the Mu'mineen. Because when we talk about the phenomenon known as Iman, which is a, you know, inner issue, not just the words on the tongue, Iman resides in the heart. Iman is not a static entity. It is not like a wood. This is what will be there even 10 years from now. It's not going to increase or decrease. Iman is a phenomenon which has this potential of increasing as well as the potential of decreasing. In Surah Fath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in ayat number 48, he says, هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين. Allah is the one who sent down tranquility, sakina, in the hearts of the believers, لِيَزْدَادُ إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ, so that he may increase the iman with their existing iman. It means that the iman is already there, but now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by sending them the sakina, the tranquility, the level of their iman will even increase. مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ لِيَزْدَادُ means izdiyad, to make it even more. And this is where we have to realize that, you know, when we talk about the levels of iman, you know, I would like to go to the famous hadith. You must have heard it many, many times, but in this context, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, talking to one of his companions by the name of Abdullah al-Qaratisi. Qaratis, qirtas, paper. He was in the business of, you know, selling papers. You have Tammar. Misam Taibmar, his trade was selling dates. So you have, you know, Jamal, all these. So Abdul Aziz Al-Qaratisi, the narrator here, Imam, is talking to him and he says, Imam says, Ya Abdul Aziz, Inna al-Iman ashara darajat bimanzilati sullam. O Abdul Aziz, iman is of 10 levels, just like the ladder or the stairs. يُسْعَدُ مِنْهُ مِرْقَاطًا بَعْدَ الْمِرْقَاطِ. You will go from one step to another. So it is something that you have to keep in mind, that iman is not static. Wherever we are now should not be aware, oh, I'm already, alhamdulillah, you know, born in a Shia family, I'm a Shia, it's not Shari, and that's the end of the story. No. There are many, many darajat. And then towards the end of it, the sixth Imam is talking about the early Shias, and then he identifies three individuals. وَكَانَ الْمِقْدَادُ فِي الثَّامِنَةِ. Miqdad was on the eighth level. وَعَبُو ذَرْ فِي التَّاسِعَةِ. Abu Zar was on the ninth level. وَسَلْمَانَ فِي الْعَاشِرَةِ. And Salman was on the 10th level. Salawat Parana Ikbara. You know, some people look at this hadith, they say, Maulana, there seems to be a problem there. Why Ali is not mentioned? You should push Salman down, bring Ali there on the 10th level. Baba, this is the wrong question you are asking. Ali is not a level of iman. He is the condition of iman. Rasulullah mentioned these words to him, quoted by even Sunni, you know, muhaddiseen, where he says, Ya Ali, la yuhibbuka illa mu'min, wa la yubghidhuka illa munafiq. O Ali, nobody loves you but a mu'min, and nobody hates you but a munafiq. So basically, this love of Ali is the litmus test for a Muslim's iman. Even in his life, Ansar used to say that we used to actually identify the munafiqeen among us by looking at their hatred towards Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salat.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.